views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're with another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. You're with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hello,
hey,
hon.
Hi. How's everything going out there?
So everything is a lot of fun right now. It was a good day. I told you I went into the city and I got us our tickets.
I can't wait.
This is really exciting. We're going to see School of Rock this Saturday, so we're really looking forward to it. So a couple of friends of mine went to see it, and they said, you got to go see it. And they said the kids of this show, School of Rock, they said that the kids, it's all their voices and it's all their talent. It's not like, you know, the group, they have,
the playovers, or whatever,
you know, but a lot of times they have the music people underneath the stage, you know, the sympathy or whatever you call it, the orchestra.
Right.
And so it was really cool that, you know, these kids are that kind of talent. I can't wait. I really can't. It's going to be, it's going to be really, really good.
I know it is.
So,
that's excellent. And, also we get to, go out for dinner. Where would you like to go?
Well, we'll discuss that when that time comes. I don't care. No, but it will be fun. It will be a lot of fun. But just want everyone to know this November 2nd, Sky and I, we're going to be doing a live comedy show. And it's a benefit raiser to help raise money for one of our dear friends, Carl, who unfortunately got hit with a stroke. It's our manager's boyfriend. And we're going to help raise some money for his medical bills. And also we're going to be having professional camera people there because we are creating a TV pilot.
Yes.
And we're going to be showing it off to ABC and HBO.
Yay!
Yeah, so it's really exciting.
I'm very excited. So if anybody's listening out there that could do us a solid and push
it. Yeah, let your friends and family know, because we need people in the audience, and it is for a very good cause.
It is.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing readings for the audience. We're going to be doing comedy for the audience, whether you think it's funny or not.
I think it's funny.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
The best thing is it's all impromptu, so there's no rehearsing for this. It's going to be whatever it
totally
is at the
spontaneous.
Moment.
Spontaneous, absolutely.
Totally.
That's the way we roll.
That's it.
Sky wanted to practice, and I said, no, I can't practice.
Well,
I don't know how
to practice laughing.
I don't
how
know
does
how,
this sound?
I don't know. No, that's not good.
How does that sound?
So we'll just use the automatic, what the TV stations use, you know, to get all those
the
people.
The button. He's going to push the button.
Push the button.
I have a feeling there's going to be a trap door, and I'm going to be standing on top of it.
So right now, the biggest comedy, or you try to make it a comedy, are the debates.
OMG.
Yeah. It is pitiful. It really is. And that's,
I am not going to give my preference to candidate. Are you?
Absolutely not.
No. But I'm going to tell you this. I think we need to pray for both of them. And I think we
mostly need to pray for ourselves.
You better believe that's true. No, we need to pray for the United States of America to make us great again. And we need to pray for the candidates that the Holy Spirit will help us in choosing the right person for the job, because we're in pretty bad straits, guys. We really are.
Yeah, we have to choose the right male, whoever that may be.
Either one of them.
I'm just saying. Yeah, either one of them, but we...
Either one of those guys.
So either one of those guys. We got to just choose the right male, but we're not saying who.
I'm not going to say who. I'm just going to say I cannot believe the candidates that we have chosen.
That's why I said we should run for president, vice president.
Know.
I'm telling you. People have actually said to me, I swear to God, people have said to me, Artie, you should run for president. I'd vote for you.
I would too. They love me.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. You know why people of our caliber should run?
Because we're spiritual.
Spiritual, we know what's really going on behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
We know what it's down and dirty, roll your cuffs up and try to make ends meet kind of people. You understand?
Yeah. It used to be by the people and for the people. Now that's when it started. Now it's for the rich, by the rich, to enhance the rich, right. and the powerful. And that's what it's all about. And they keep on taking away. And, you know, it's terrible. And I feel like, you know, now if I were president, it would be mandatory. It would be mandatory that every
sex on Thursday nights,
every Thursday night after, I don't know, say anywhere from 6 to 12. Everyone must have sex.
Yeah, that's a definite, folks. And any kind will do
that's
with
right.
anyone of your choice above the age of 21 or 18,
that's
whatever
right.
the legal age.
Hello,
is
population.
Yes.
No, but everybody, no, if it was up to me, I would definitely, definitely be mandatory that everyone needs to know English.
You know what?
I love Hispanic
people. Believe me, my son-in-law is Hispanic. My grandchildren are Spanish. And when the people from Europe came here and they spoke, let's say Swedish, or they spoke German, did you hear any of the recordings in German or in Swedish or in any other nationality but Spanish? I feel that when you come to this country, you should learn to speak the language. And any of the recordings should be in English, because to build a strong country, you have to feel that camaraderie within your heart. If you want to be in your country and you want to keep continuing to speak your language, stay in your country. God bless you.
That's right. And if you want to complain about America, then stay in your country.
Right.
And that's the way we feel.
That's just the way it is.
And that's just the way it is.
You know, and a lot of people can relate to that, Artie, because a lot of the people here, their forefathers are immigrants.
Right.
From Middle Europe.
And they've all learned how to speak English.
Absolutely.
Or I'll say a majority of them, majority of them have. But, you do what it takes. You know, in Australia, the president of Australia said, you speak the language or you get out. I mean, that's the way the Australian presidency is.
Perfect. Because if you don't speak the language, that means you're still carrying your country to this country. And it's wonderful to love your country.
To have your tradition. And you have freedom of choice.
Absolutely.
You have freedom of speech for religious reasons.
That's right. When
it's pro people, pro God, pro whatever, but not when you're talking negative and not when you're going to be doing things that could hurt, you know, human mankind. Just wrong.
When you're supposed to be a part of a group, then that means you've come here to conform to a part of the group. So you need to start learning English. You need these recordings. Every government recording that I have called is in English and in Spanish. Now, like I said, I have Spanish grandchildren. My son-in-law, who I love with all my heart, is Spanish. But that doesn't mean I give any kind of kudos to all of these recordings being in Spanish. Because you know what, folks? It doesn't make the Spanish-speaking population put any effort into learning English. And we have to grow as one group of people, not a divided people. And think of all the other people who are not Spanish.
You know what ticks me off when also that now, you know, they say that you're not allowed to say prayer in schools. They take away anything. You're not allowed to
say anything
with Christ or Christian or whatever it is, because it's offensive to other people to sing Christmas carols or to have.
I mean,
I'm Jewish. No, don't get me wrong. I'm extremely proud of my heritage and my religion. And, you know, for us, it's not an issue. You know, we are who we are. I would say that the biggest mistake that a lot of the older generation Jewish people have done, and my father is guilty of this, is that, you know, when they wanted to speak amongst one another without the kids not knowing, they would speak in Yiddish or they would speak in Hebrew, whatever it is. But then you're blocking your kids from learning or from knowing more about it. So you're speaking in that language. And so therefore, the buck stops here. So not so many people, you know, understand or appreciate the Hebrew or Yiddish language. You know,
which is sad.
Which is very sad, that it should be, you know, spread amongst one another. And when you're talking a different language in front of other people, it's extremely rude.
Oh, it is extremely rude.
And, you know, if you're amongst people who speak a particular language, it could be any language, that, you know, you're speaking where, you know, everyone could understand.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Think about how the Native people feel. By rights, all of those recordings that you hear from the government should be in an American Indian language, because we were the first language here. So, I mean, we got swept underneath the carpet and buried. All our recordings should be in the Native American language. It shouldn't be in Spanish.
Do you want to know something? This is a true story that I think, I'm not sure the exact time. I'm guesstimating this one. I think it might have been the time of the Declaration of Independence. But the Parliament had a vote whether the main language should either be English or Spanish. And English won by one vote.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I read that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I used to hear my husband's family talking in Italian. And they used
with their hands?
Yes. Hands, feet, dishes, cups, glasses. Everything went flying. Anyway, they spoke in Italian. And like Artie said, it was so that children didn't understand, which was sad. But I will tell you this. Each one of his parents were an immigrant. They came to this country and they learned to speak American before anything. And when we confronted them one day, they said to us, the reason that they don't speak or have taught the next generation, which would have been our generation, was because they were so proud to be American and so proud to finally get to this wonderful land of opportunity that they owed the United States that respect to learn the language. Now, why doesn't that hold true today with multi-languages?
And we're going to discuss more of that after this commercial break. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
believe the loveliness of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry, you're with Artie and Sky. And just wanted you to know that November 2nd, which is a Wednesday night, Sky and I are going to be performing live at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And there's going to be a buffet dinner, and it's going to be a masquerade party. And we're going to have, and we're going to have comedy, and we're going to be reading for the people in the audience, and we're going to be talking to dead people. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a masquerade party also for anybody who wants to get dressed up. And there's going to be three award prizes. First place is 100, second place is 50, third place is 25. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I know that the night's going to fly by. And I found out that a bunch of people from my graduating class and from my area, Island, is going to be there.
You graduated?
So, yeah, I paid a lot for it, but it worked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you said we're going to be there live, opposed to what, dead?
Exactly. No, we're live, going to be speaking to the dead.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to be alive here.
We're going to be alive.
We're coming to you live, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Live. No, it's funny. They said, who's that guy on the Rolling Stones? Who's this? Keith Richards?
Yeah.
And they said, you know, there was an advertisement, joking advertisement. It said, Rolling Stones live and Keith Richards.
As well as Keith Richards. We're not quite sure what he is yet.
That's right.
That man hasn't aged a day since he's 20. He looked old when he was 20, and he looks old now. He still looks, he's never.
Are you talking about, what's his name? Mick Jagger.
No.
Oh, you talk about, who are you talking about? Keith Richards, he looks like death warmed over.
But he's always, my point.
Yeah, that's
he's
why.
Always looked like death warmed over.
That's the joke.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is.
Rolling Stones live and Keith Richards.
Yeah, but the thing is, how could you look so old when you're 20?
He's wealthy and very successful and plays music like it's nobody's
business. But what I'm saying is he looked 80 when he was 20, and now that he's 80, he looks like 80.
Well, the rest of them caught up.
Well.
Yeah. All right, so our first if anybody wants to call, say the phone number if anybody wants to call in. 800.
If anybody wants to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like an amazing reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like an amazing reading with myself, Sky, my number is 908-500-1474. But don't forget, folks, the audience, please call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819 for you late pencil finders. And we'd love to hear from you.
Have a mini reading.
Or just join in the conversation.
Yeah, it would just be between me, you, and us, and a million thousand other people listening in from around the world.
Absolutely.
It would be a lot of fun.
You know, I watched the debate last night. And I didn't like the fact that every time the moderator would ask Mrs. Clinton a question, she would answer it a different question. He wasn't asking you that question. He was asking you another question. So if she would ask her, let's say, what time of day do you brush your teeth? She would answer, what time of day does she eat breakfast? So she missed. And she put up
a smoke screen. Yeah, she did not answer the questions directly.
She skated out of
everything.
Everything.
That is my biggest pet peeve about a politician.
Yeah, and then Trump, he's so friggin' redundant. He keeps saying the same thing over and over. We know. Now move on to how you're going to make this better. Yes, she did have 30 years in office and in power, and the thing I don't like about her, too, is that she always brings up the children, how much she's done, how much she could have done and didn't do yet in 30 years. What are you waiting for? You had 30 years in office to do it. Why wasn't it done already? Why are they still issues? I don't understand that. And then to rebut on him, so you know that I'm not biased on either side. I mean, he keeps coming up with the same crap over and over. He's another one. He brings up her bad points. We all know that. He brings up that she's lying, that she did have much time in office and didn't fix anything. But yet, the people want to know how you're going to make the difference.
Yeah, all they do is keep on wasting so much time on what the other person did wrong. Got news for you. I can't say everybody. I will say 95%. There will be that 5% who's actually really good and honest and has integrity. 5% maybe. But the rest of them, they all have dirt on one another. They all play the game. They all manipulate. Yeah, they all manipulate. They all take advantage of the public. They take advantage of the funds. It's a big kids game, and I can't stand it.
They think we're stupid. You know, it's almost embarrassing to sit there and watch how these people can degrade my sense of intelligence, because I am not a stupid person. Neither is Artie. And I feel as though they're making a mockery out of us because, you know, we know that they are members of the billionaire club. We knew damn well that when Hillary was in office, she allowed all the millionaires to take all kinds of tax credits. She did it herself. Now she's yelling at Trump for doing it. He didn't do anything illegal. He did.
And he said that. He said, because of your laws, it allowed me to do what I could, do. And that's it.
That's right.
So
absolutely. The thing I don't like is that they are not telling you that Hillary has an illness. She has Parkinson's disease. Early stage. And
if Trump was smart, he would have made that a major issue.
I know that.
And he didn't, for whatever reason. But I'm shocked he didn't mention that. But any case, I have the solution for all that dodging with all the income tax and all that. I have the solution.
What is it?
Hopefully somebody in power is listening in. No income tax. But you bump up the sales tax on everything you buy. You can't get away with it.
But wait a minute.
If you're purchasing a car.
But we don't have that kind of money.
Huh?
We don't have their kind of money. How can
it makes no difference.
Look.
It makes no difference. If you buy a Pinto, you're paying tax on a Pinto. If you're buying a Mercedes, you have sales tax on a Mercedes. So whatever, based on what you are fully afford of paying, you're paying a certain percentage on sales tax on whatever it is you're purchasing. So, you can't get away with it with no income tax across the board for everybody.
Okay, so
you only pay
saying,
all you're paying is tax, sales tax on everything you purchase.
Buy. Okay, so what you're saying is no matter whatever your income is compared to Donald Trump's
exactly.
income, you will be paying the same sales tax as he does.
Exactly.
You're nuts.
No, because when he buys his ships and his yachts and his mansions, he's paying a percentage. It's not the dollar amount that's the same. It's the percentage.
I get that. I understand that. But
if you're buying a 17-foot boat and he's buying an $18 million yacht, he's paying sales tax on an $18 million yacht regardless, while you're paying sales tax on a 17-foot boat.
I hate to tell you this, but you're still doing that now.
What's that?
You are paying tax on practically everything. You do know
but
that.
But what I'm saying is you raise the sales tax to compensate the difference of the income tax so that no wealthy person can get away with anything. So as you're spending the money, even if you're trying to hide money, as you're spending the money, you are still paying sales tax on furniture, on cars, on houses, on boats, on food, on clothing, on everything. You're a percentage of sales tax you pay.
It's still not going to be fair to us. And I'll tell you why. You could go out and you could afford to, let's say, buy a $3,000 sectional sofa.
Yeah.
Well, Trump goes out and he buys a $10,000 sectional sofa.
Right.
So he pays tax on $10,000.
Right.
Let's say you decided to save your money and you wanted to buy a $10,000 sofa.
Yeah.
But you've been saving now for 5 or 6 years to buy that sofa.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be in the tax bracket where they're going to charge you umpteen dollars because you could afford that $10,000 sofa.
All right, now? Yeah. Now
you really can't afford that tax.
No, but the difference between us and Donald Trump, he's going to be buying 10 of whatever. If you look at, listen, I've been in a lot of wealthy homes in my other business. I've been in a lot of wealthy homes, and a lot of people have a lot of clothes, have a lot of shoes, have a lot of furniture, have expensive things. And as you purchase more, because you could afford to purchase more, you're going to pay X amount of dollars. Now, as far as exactly what the percentage is in my thoughts, in my mind, I haven't figured that out yet. However, what I'm saying is, you raise the sales tax to make up the difference of the income, but whether you are ultra wealthy or anything, because all these wealthy people are hiding the fact, you know, of their income. But as soon as they start to spend money or purchase anything, you have to spend money on the sales tax.
I get that, but that hurts us too, because we don't have the reserve funds that he does to be able
but
to go
no
out
But there's no income tax. It works itself out. It keeps people from screwing around with the monies, with the funds. It keeps people that – it keeps the wealthy having to pay their fair share,
you know,
of the ones who know how to play the system, because the system is totally set up so that the wealthy people cannot – well, so the wealthy will not pay their fair share in taxes.
Right. I think they should put in an additional tax for anybody that makes over $250,000 a year. That would, it's called a luxury. It would be like a luxury salary tax, so that they could make the difference. That category of people could make up the difference for the people who can only earn $10 an hour compared to the ones that could earn $1 million an hour. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they should have to pay a special surcharge tax if they make over, let's say, $250,000 or $350,000 a year. There should be a luxury tax place.
There should be, but we have to go to a break now, so maybe we should.
So when I'm president, folks.
That's right. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we?
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit The Fear and Anxiety Solution.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky Siegel. I always keep on forgetting how to spell your last name.
I-E-G-E-L-L.
Aw.
Siegel. It's actually Seagal.
Seagal?
Yes, just like.
What, did we turn French?
No, it is. It's Seagal. It's actually like that actor, Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
That's the right name.
I like that name.
Thank you.
Siegel sounds Jewish.
You
know, not that there's anything wrong with being Jewish. I'm a big fan of it. I've tried it for 55 years, and it's
that tribe.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That crazy tribe.
Tribe, you want to know something? It's really interesting when somebody knows. It's this is what I love about my religion and my culture.
What do you love?
When
about?
Somebody knows that you're Jewish,
yeah,
all of a sudden they start talking with a little shtick to you.
Yeah.
They start kibitzing. They start
sure.
joking around. All
really
of a
nice,
sudden.
Funny atmosphere. They're very nice people. I always love Jewish people.
We have a great, on the most part,
not
we have a great.
So,
what?
Not because you're Jewish, right?
What?
I always enjoyed Jewish people. They have a very big family. They have a very big family love.
Yeah.
They're very devoted to their families. They're also very funny people. Very funny. They're great in business.
And I thought you were about to say they're great in bed.
No.
I honestly thought, I was waiting for you to say that.
I don't know. But no, that's why, believe it or not, people do not like. People are very anti-Semitic with Jewish people because they're wonderful in business. They're very bright people. Their families always push education, which is not, nobody can ever take that away from you, folks. Education is the secret and the key to everybody's success. And the Jewish people, they push that.
And you want to know something? Yeah, but nowadays, the people of our country. Mm-hmm. It's the Indian people, the Indian people, the Chinese, the Orientals. Mm-hmm. You know, they all push that. The Asians, they all push education, how important it is. And it really is. And they always seem to strive above and beyond. Yes. I'm very proud to say, which I didn't know this until last year, that my oldest brother, you know, my brothers and I, like anything that happens with smarts with our kids, we always give credit to our wives or the mothers of the children, because we can't take, my brothers and I left, we can't take credit for anything smart. Humor we'll take, but anything with smarts, we go, nope, it's the other side. It's definitely the other side.
It's mom's side.
It's definitely mom's side with no question. Anything with smarts,
well,
your
mother was a very intelligent woman.
She was. My mother really was.
She really was.
But I didn't realize that my my nephew, the oldest one of the grandchildren, my oldest brother's son, he graduated number two in his high school. And, you know, he went to Boston University. He did very well. He graduated with, and his sister, Shara, graduated number one.
Wow.
And I had no clue. I didn't know this until last year. I knew they were smart, but I didn't know that they were like smart. Poindexter smart. And they're really cool people, too. Yeah. They're not like, they're quick wit. They're funny. They have a sense of humor.
You know, before I married Richie, I was engaged to a Jewish guy. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were telling me.
Most of my life I've been hanging out with Jewish guys.
Yeah,
it's amazing, isn't it?
You didn't have a good retirement plan or what?
No, I'm serious. And you think one of them would take me out of poverty, right?
One of them,
just
please.
One of them, for crying out loud.
See, so you're with the minority of the minority.
That's right. You know what? My mother always told me, you could love a rich Jew just like you could love a poor Jew. So go out there and find yourself a rich one.
That's right. If I were a rich man.
See?
Yeah, da 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 da. But let me tell. I saw a Fiddler on the Roof a couple months back. It was when I tell you one of the best shows. Yeah. The acting, the singing, the dancing was amazing. Fiddler on the Roof. Mm-hmm. You know, it was made like umpteen million years ago. Still on Broadway, and it's fantastic. Still on Broadway. I told you, I just saw it a couple months ago.
You saw it on Broadway. I thought you saw the movie, because they do have a movie, Fiddler. They also have Yentl. You remember?
Oh, this is really funny.
With Barbra Streisand?
Do you remember I tell you I hear songs when I'm getting messages?
Yes.
Or, you know, I hear songs when I'm getting messages, whether it be from, music or from TV.
I have something to tell you.
So there are times where all of a sudden I'll hear. So I'll look at the girl or the guy, whoever it is, and I know when their father has passed away, because they'll play that song from Yentl, Papa, Can You Hear Me?
Oh, yeah.
And so when I hear that, your father passed away, huh? To me, that just says that, you know, your father has, you know, they hear you when you talk to them, and, you know, keep talking to them. And then I start mentioning certain specifics about whatever, yada, yada, yada. But you were about to say something.
Do you know that I have been seeing, and this is such a rarity.
Does Richie know this?
No.
We won't tell him.
Actually, I told him today. I have been seeing, this is twice.
You saw this guy twice?
No, it's not a guy.
Was it just a friend?
It was so much more.
Go ahead.
I've been seeing bright purple cars. Tell me that's not a rarity.
Bright purple cars.
Yes. This is the second bright purple car I have seen.
Was this in Perth Amboy, New Jersey?
No, it was not. One was right here.
New Brunswick, New Jersey. No. Irvington, New Jersey.
No.
Newark, New Jersey.
No, and they were in very affluent areas. One was in Red Bank, New Jersey, which is a very affluent area. And the other one was in my neighborhood, Cream Ridge.
Really?
Yes. And at the same time or thereabouts, I was asking Spirit for a message, for a sign. So I'm assuming that's the sign, because it was the second time I asked the same sign, and now they're showing me purple cars.
You see, I see purple. The only time I see purple cars is when I'm tripping and going to classic car shows. A lot of 50s classic cars. I enjoy them. I do. I enjoy looking.
Well, that's what Richie wants to do with the Jag, the little Jag he bought me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Once it gets fixed? Once it finally gets out?
Can you imagine? She's been in the hospital since
longer than she's been in your driveway.
It's so true.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, but the people at least gave you a very good rental.
Oh yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
So it's like you could take your time getting back the jet because you have a brand new Range Rover or something. A brand new Range Rover with all the bells and whistles.
Yes, because I'll tell you why. Because first of all, it was hit. I had no responsibility to this accident whatsoever. So I was hit by this insurance company's insured. Then when they finally got it in, it took them, this car is babied, it's garaged, it's kept like immaculate, like a baby. So anyway, it was sitting on the lot to be fixed because they had to send away to England for these first quality parts.
Right.
Took 6 to 8 weeks to do that. Finally, when it was done, I decided to drive it off the lot. She's coming home to mama, right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't get but two blocks, and the front end shook like
a
rattle.
God.
I bring it back to the auto shop. Now nobody wants to take responsibility. I never had this. You know better than anybody.
Yeah.
It was in perfect condition. Now, because it sat outside, it burned out the it's a convertible, so it burnt out the hood, the thing that pushes it up and pushes it down. So I have to now change that. Because of this one accident, it stayed outside in the rain. It burnt out the remote convertible top.
Wow.
The calipers, the rotors, and the brakes rusted over. So now
that's terrible.
That's $4,900 right there. And the insurance companies want to be responsible. Are you in the, can you, and then to fix the roof, it's another $1,300.
Wait. Isn't there like some kind of lemon law you can go to?
No, there's nothing I can go to.
Why?
Because it was left in the element. That wouldn't be legal, and I wouldn't do that. It was left in the element. I know the reason why. Because they took such a long time fixing the car and did not put it garage kept. Like I told them.
So it's not people, the kind of car that you would want to bring a president in. Down a parade.
It is the kind of car you'd want to bring a president into. It's that amazing.
Amazing is that we got to go to a commercial break. So
we'll talk about it when we get back.
All right, everyone. So stick around. We're going to talk about some more presidential stuff.
Too.
Yeah.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to talk about
All right, gang. I'm going to play the song, so there has to be silence. I'll be right with you. All right?
And the host of the hit show Angels and Answers, a renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com. And Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, Mr. Brian. Mr. Brian.
Guess who just got back today? Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. I think you are. I think I can. I think I can. That's right.
Do you ever have a dream? Do you ever have
once.
A dream one night?
Once.
And somebody was in your dream, and then the next day they said, you know, I was dreaming about you last night.
Never had that.
Really? I had it one time.
Really?
Yes. And I said, were you doing this dissonance? And they said, yes. I said, you're lying. They says, no, I mean that. I says, are you serious? That flipped me out.
I mean, I dreamed of people, and then all of a sudden they appeared, like, you know, later on that day or the follow within the week, you know, somebody haven't thought of in a long time.
Yeah. You know, Mia was sitting in her bedroom the other day. That's my granddaughter, folks, 13 years old. Whew, she a handful. God love her. Anyway, she's sitting in her on her bed, and her snow globe goes off automatically. And it is it's a music box and a snow globe, and it's not being touched. And all of a sudden, the snowflakes from the bottom of the globe started floating upwards. And she's sitting on the bed. There's no vibration in the room. And thank God she's my granddaughter, because any other kid would have jumped out of the window.
Yeah. Well, she's so spiritual. She fully gets this. Yeah. I would probably say one of the biggest mistakes that people make are the ones where their kids really do start to tell their parents that they see grandma and grandpa, you know, people have passed away, or there's a man standing there, or I'm playing with my new friend, or, you know, and then they go, oh, don't give it any energy, or, oh, that's just your imagination. You know, right. They don't support it.
Yeah. They make it like a bad or a scary thing.
Yeah, it's either a bad or a scary thing. And so they don't support this beautiful gift that a lot of children have.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a blessing, because I do know, you know, a few parents who do have kids that are ultra gifted, very gifted,
yeah,
in the sense of psychically and being able to see, you know, dead people. And, you know, and they support them a lot, and they ask them questions, and they – you know, and they are playful, and the kids are able to tell them things that they never knew, that there's no way they could have known,
right,
about the person.
That's
or about
right.
future events. Or, you know, there was somebody who I was speaking with someone and she was telling me when she was a little girl, she was about 3 years old. And so her grandmother, who was watching her at the time, was getting a knock at the door, and she's just playing with her dolls, and she just says, oh, there's just a man coming, Grandma. You know, Grandpa went to heaven, and he's going to be fine. And, like, he had nothing wrong with, like, he went to work that day and the whole nine yards, and all of a sudden somebody came to the door and said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your husband passed away. And
oh, my goodness.
Ever since then, her grandmother stopped talking to her and didn't want to watch her anymore. It's like she just lost
stupid.
It. She took it against her own granddaughter, and she was just being played. So her aunt started to watch her thereafter and stuff. And I met this person, and, you know, so it was very, very interesting. I met this, you know, so her name is Rose, and she lives in the Toms River area, and she was very gifted. And through a friend, I heard about her. I was at a party in Toms River. And so one of the people at there was, you know, they knew that I was a psychic and medium. So they're saying, oh, yeah, my niece is also gifted. And, you know, and she was the aunt who was watching her after that incident. She was the one who told me what happened. And so she said, you know, and now, mind you, the girl was married. She had a young girl, and she was what was that? She was about 25 years old at the time. And so she said, now I was talking to the aunt. I'm not talking to Rose, because I did meet Rose later on. I was talking to the aunt, and she said when she was like about 4 or 5 years old, she goes, oh, you want to know something? She goes, I'm going to live up until I'm about 27 years old. And she goes, how do you know you're going to live to – she goes, well, why would you say that? She goes, at 3 years old, she says,
No.
This is weirder. It gets weirder than that. She says, I'm going to commit suicide.
What?
At 27. Yeah. So anyway, so she was telling me this. All right. So I get a hold of the – so I says, you got to give me her number. So she gave me her number. I reached her, and I'm talking to her. All right. And I'm giving her signs. Now, the reason why she felt that she was going to kill herself at around 27, because she was living in a very depressed world, because she was living in the physical world, and she's a very spiritual person. So I said to her, long story short, I said, Rose, I got some really good news for you. I said, you're not going to commit suicide at 27. I said, and you're going to live a very long life. And I said, and I'm going to help you get there. I said, the reason why you felt that you were going to commit suicide.
And
she was a very famous songwriter in her previous life. And I kept on seeing rock and roll songs, and I kept seeing drugs. And she died in her previous life at 27. And she thought at a young age that she was going to do the exact same thing over again. And so anyway, I said, that's the reason why you thought that you were going to, because she was going into a depression and she was, you know, and she loved her husband, but yet she wasn't fully satisfied.
Yeah.
I said, because you're very talented spiritually, you're a gifted medium and psychic. I said, I'm going to help you develop the gift. I said, and then you're going to help out all these other people. So I brought her to a few of my parties, like what I did with you, and a whole nother world opened up. And now she's fully happy. She's doing readings, and like everything's like kicking into high gear.
When was this?
So this happened a few years back. This happened.
You never told me. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah. That probably happened. I don't know. Let's see. How long ago did I? Maybe about 7 years ago or so.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Or whatnot.
When he was 7 years old, he said to me, Mom, you know, I'm not going to live a long life. I'm going to die very young. So I said, don't be silly, Michael. You're going to live a long and healthy life. If anything, you're going to kill me. And yes, he did pass away very young. Yeah. And it was a tragedy. And we will find out why when we get where he is. But on a better note, I am going to ask everybody for a personal favor. If everyone tonight and until the election can talk to your angels on the QT before you go to bed, and ask your angels to please help us all make the right choice for the love of our country and for the betterment of every individual, man, woman, and child who live here, that we all could live a loving, prosperous,
and healthy life.
Yes, without prejudice, without non-commitment, without poverty. And
we have one more minute till we're off the air, not less than a minute.
So folks, tonight when you go to bed and put your head on the pillow,
just pray for the best of overall good for the United States.
We need it. We really need it, all of us. And we're all in the same boat.
Exactly. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of health, happiness, love, and prosperity for you and your family. And stay safe. Always ask God and the angels for their guidance, because they're there to help you. Until next week, everybody.
God bless.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.